Welcome to the SDA Housing Podcast, brought to you by NDIS Property Australia. Before starting this episode, we need to provide a general disclaimer. Information contained in this podcast is general in nature only. It does not take into account the objectives, financial situation, or needs of any particular person. You need to consider your financial situation and needs before making any decisions based on the information in this podcast. And you should consider seeking independent and professional advice for your personal circumstances. All right, let's begin.
Welcome everyone to the SDA Housing Podcast. It's a show that explains, highlights, guides and brings awareness about all things specialist disability accommodation in the ever-changing NDIS world. This show is brought to you by NDIS Property Australia. And today we have the pleasure of having Maddie in our office. This is Maddie's second day. And Maddie is going to give you a little story about her background and how she came to work for us and what her previous role was and why she's so passionate about this particular space. So I'll hand it over to Maddie.
Hi, everyone. Lovely to meet you all. So, yeah, very, very happy to be sitting here today. Thank you for inviting me in on the podcast. Very appreciative. So I guess my background, I do have support in the disability sector as a support coordinator. But what sort of led me into the disability world is when I got a bit of a personal insight into caring for someone that I really loved. So I really did find passion with caring for people. So I thought, you know, I'm so used to caring for that loved one that I'd follow through with that. And yeah, that's ideally where my passion has lied all these years. I am a singer, so that is another passion of mine, and I do find that often singing does bring people together as well. So I guess that's sort of where my passion comes from, and that's what's led me here today.
That's lovely, Maddie. Interestingly, we were talking this morning because we're having a get-together tomorrow, bringing together lots of people involved in SDA housing, and we're talking about the benefits of this new world that we're looking into, which is respite housing.
Uh-huh. Yep.
And interestingly, because we just started dipping our toe into respite housing about 6 months ago, and suddenly it's all coming together, there's a need for it, and we're talking about how we can give choice and control back to the people that are on NDIS funding. And we started talking about a case study of a person who booked some accommodation with us. It was his first time away from home. He booked into a beautiful property in Tamborine. He had his carer with him. And we assumed that he wanted to do everything, go to the Gold Coast and do this and do that. Mm. And all he wanted to do was have peace and quiet.
Yeah.
So he had 2 weeks away and he absolutely loved it. Watched Netflix, ordered in Uber Eats and had a...
Played games. Yeah.
Had a fantastic time. And interestingly, now 6 months later, he's come back to us and he wants to go further afield.
Uh-huh.
So this is, I think, something that we can really develop and mature. So that was his first step. So now the second step, as we talked about this morning, is he wants to do stuff. He wants to go to Australia Zoo. Yeah. So this is what we feel within our company is a whole new department, whole new area. And that's why Maddie has joined us and Maddie will be starting to establish that as a whole new area.
Yeah. And I guess we do sort of want these participants to be able to tap into the choice and control within their plan. You know, like accessing respite is one thing, but then the community access around that, getting out and about and engaging with their peers, building new relationships with everyone and stepping out of their comfort zone really and giving them a new insight as to what independence can be like for them. And it can be a good way for them to sort of transition into being at the point where they do feel comfortable to move out of home. So which I think is absolutely amazing. And the variety of respite homes that we do have available is just absolutely amazing. It's not just one location. It's you want to go here? Great, go here. Or we have the opposite side of the coast. Or we have, you wanna go for a flight to Sydney, you want to spend the weekend in Sydney, if you've got family in Sydney, great, we'll tap into, a respite at Sydney for you. You know, there's so much variety now that clients can access. which I think is absolutely amazing. And that all stems back to the choice and control. Yeah.
In your work as a support coordinator, did you see evidence of the struggles that people go through to try and get a plan organized? Was that something that you were dealing with on a daily basis?
Yeah, absolutely. So often, you know, I'd have clients and I'd speak to the carers of them that may have other foster children or other children that they are trying to get engaged with the NDIS. And it was proving to be a real barrier for a lot of people with getting their kids or foster kids or family onto the NDIS. And it really played on the mental health of both the client themselves and the carers and family. And, you know, I think it's just not everyone sort of knows who to reach out to. Not everyone knows where they can go to get the sort of assistance. And there's so many people out there that do have the knowledge to be able to point people in the right direction. It's just, you know, knowing where to start. It's knowing who to contact, how to get that information, the processes of everything. And, you know, it's definitely hard watching those people fight for what they believe is right for them.
Right.
Yeah, it's their right. And, you know, I guess a lot of people do feel as though, you know, everyone is the same. And you know, our clients, they have every right to live the same life that we do and do the same things that we do. And it's just, it proves to be a little bit harder when it comes to, you know, trying to get onto the NDIS.
And that's why we're so lucky to get Maddie Skills to come into our company, because the other thing we've discussed is it's not just the participants that need respite, it's the carers that need respite, it's the parents that need respite, it's the siblings, or it could be a case where the whole family goes away together, which is something they haven't experienced. And, you know, so there's so many different threads that we think that this can lead to. And of course, having someone with the knowledge of how to help people into the respite space is, I just think, really exciting next step.
And for a lot of families, I've found that being able to tap into respite for a family getaway is the first time they've ever been able to have a family getaway. So giving people that opportunity, it really does. It changes lives. It does.
That's a really good, valid point. And for some people, you know, we take for granted that when we're kids, you know, you go on the 2 weeks at the beach kind of holiday, and then, you know, certainly not in my family because we didn't have enough money, but there were those kids that went to Disneyland, and, you know, that was something out of this world. I couldn't even perceive that. So for me, 2 weeks at Sunshine Coast was pretty exciting. And then to think that there are people that have never done even the most basic weekend away, get away from what they know, the everyday, the grind. And so so much potential to change people's lives.
Yeah, absolutely. I completely agree. Yep.
So it's been really good to catch up with you today, Maddie. Maddie's baptism of fire, giving us a little background about her. And please continue to follow us on this space. My name's Heather. And again, I've been here with Maddie, and we are NDIS Property Australia.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. Please make sure you are subscribed and following us so you can keep in the loop with all of our upcoming episodes. We would really appreciate it if you could leave us a 5-star rating, a written review, and to share this podcast with those that could benefit. Until next time, catch you on the next episode.